Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm Carlene Higgins and I'm here with my gorge co-host, Jill Dunn. Hello, Jill.
Hey there, Carlene. So if you're a longtime listener, we're glad you are here as always. And I feel like we might have some new friends tuning in this week. So if it is your first time, welcome. We are two longtime magazine beauty editors turned beauty podcasters. And for the past 6 years, we have brought you weekly chats about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty.
Yes, we're here every single Wednesday. Please do follow our show in Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss an episode. We bring you hashtag damn good product review episodes where we share what's worth your money and what's not. We also speak to incredible guests like Pillow Talk Derm, Shawnee Darden, Makeup by Mario. Who else? Bobbi Brown, Tracee Ellis Ross, Victoria Beckham. I mean, the list goes on.
Kate Hudson, you know, there's just so many.
name drop.
Yes, name drop. Well, the name dropping is going to continue because today we are welcoming one of the biggest trendsetters in beauty and style, Hailey Bieber. She's the founder and creative director of Rode.
Yes, we caught up with Hailey alongside Rode CEO Melanie Bender when they were both in town to officially launch Rode in Canada. And honestly, that was a personal career high for me. You know, sitting down with Hailey and Melanie, it was a full hour, no security guards in sight. Hailey was in full glam and she is beyond stunning in person. You guys, she was wearing leather booty shorts, like with black tights, this long camel wool coat with these giant power shoulders, like 4-inch stilettos, very Saint Laurent, that next level polish, you know, her hair was slicked back. It was like a dream. I couldn't believe she was like 2 feet in front of me.
Yeah. And she was just so sweet as well. Mm-hmm. And her skin, honestly, everyone up close, it is just flawless. And I love meeting Melanie, honestly. She, before she became Rode CEO, she was the founding president of Verst. So a lot of people might be familiar with that mass market skincare brand. And prior to Verst, Melanie was VP of marketing and brand development for Who What Wear, where she helped incubate Verst and Merit Beauty, which I know is popping off now, too.
For sure. And I'm sure most of you are already aware, Hailey launched her direct-to-consumer brand, Rode, named after her middle name, in 2022. It's a line of well-edited essentials, really just two skincare products so far, and the lip treatments. And they really embody that clean girl, glazed donut aesthetic that Hailey is so well known for.
And Carlene, honestly, I think what surprised me when this brand came out of the gate is honestly how affordable it is. Have you tried it?
I have. There's the peptide glazing fluid, which is kind of like an underlayer, a serum. I would say it's like a serum cream hybrid. And that gives you just your first layer of dewy hydration. You can wear it on its own, I think, if it's the summer or you have really oily skin. But because I'm very dehydrated, I use the Barrier Restore Cream on top and layer them up. So it does give you a bit of that glow, you know, that she's so well known for. But what I actually appreciate most about this line is just that it isn't a lot of gimmicks. It actually, you know, when they talk about just those essentials, it's all about key ingredients that are well, have a lot of science behind them, like niacinamide, peptides, hyaluronic acid, but there's no scent. So it doesn't irritate my sensitive skin. And it just does what it says. It hydrates your skin. I mean, I'm here for that.
Yeah. And I personally love the peptide lip treatments. Mm-hmm. So there's unscented, there's salted caramel, and there's watermelon. And it kind of is just this like very nourishing lip treatment. It's got shea butter in there and Cupacel butter, hyaluronic acid. And I just love how juicy and full your lips look. And we were among the first in North America to try the new flavor, the passion fruit. So I actually think that one is my new favorite. I love it. It's like so juicy and great for summer. They put the new lip treatment tube on our place setting at the road party that we went to the night after our interview. So it's quite a surreal 24 hours, right?
Oh my God. I've been telling everybody I felt like I was at their second wedding or something like that because it was so intimate. There was only 40 members of the press. The food was amazing. Like your glass was never empty. And, you know, they were just going around like taking pictures with everyone, including myself, including you, Jill. When I say they, I mean Haley and Justin, because he was there as well, you know, and she was taking pictures with everyone. It was so intimate. Really, it was my Cinderella moment.
It really was. And he was DJing the event, like his playlist was popping. Mm-hmm. He like cranked it up and like every beauty editor that was there and influencer like got out of their seats, started dancing. It was such a vibe that never happens at beauty events. But at one point he walked by us and I said, "Hey, I really like your hat," because I was kind of obsessed with it. It's a Blue Jays hat that normally is like royal blue, but his was like this beige color.
Yeah.
And he literally took his hat off of his head and hat in hand said to me, "Do you want it?" Oh, and God. I don't know what my polite Canadian came out. And I was like, no, it's okay. I just wanted to know where it was, or like who was from and who made it. And he was like, "Oh no, like you can have it." And I was like, no, I'm good. And then I'm thinking in my mind, why did I not just take it? Because he probably gets a new one every other day. Like,
oh my gosh. Anyways, it was a surreal day and night. So let's get into it. In today's episode, we get Haley's exact skincare routine. We get some scoop from Melanie on what the brand is cooking up next. I think we may have seriously gotten some scoop there.
Yes. And we find out the one beauty hack that Haley learned from her mom. And now she does it all the time. And even Justin does it. So they both are swearing by that. That was a fun little scoop as well. We also find out the nail look that she's planning on wearing for Coachella. And stay tuned to the end for a fun round of rapid fire where Haley reveals her ultimate safe space, the one thing that nobody knows about her, and her latest belly laugh. So welcome, Haley and Melanie.
So excited that today's episode is brought to you in part by Vacation Brand Sunscreen. I've been following Vacation Inc. on Instagram for a while now because their branding is off the charts cool. Very 80s kid nostalgia, very Barbie core. And the product I'm actually really excited to try is the Vacation Eau de Toilette. I really like to wear fragrance in the summer when I'm going to all of the events going on. I always go for something sumptuous and warm that kind of melts into my skin, blends with the sweat, and smells like the beach. I think that's really sexy. And I read up on the notes. They have coconut, banana, pineapple, orange blossom. Basically that the smell of sunscreen, but it immediately transports you to that feeling of the best vacation. Then you get this super modern twist on it with what they call swimming pool notes. So sea salt, watery notes, and plastic pool toy notes. Fascinating. It's meant to be for all genders. So this really feels like an update and something that you wouldn't fully expect. As a beauty editor, I'm also appreciating the fact that they worked with big guns to create their award-winning fragrance. They worked with the noses behind Arkiste Parfumeur and Clinique's iconic Happy Perfume as well. I can't wait for mine to come in the mail. I'm so ready to transition my fragrance shelf into summer scents. I don't know about you all. This scent often sells out, but it is also available at Ulta.com as well as their website. And heck yeah, we have a promo code. Listeners of the podcast can get 20% off their entire order with code beauty at vacation.inc. We'll link to this offer on our website and in our show notes so you can stock up on your summer SPF while you check out the new fragrance. That's vacation.inc, code beauty for 20% off your entire order.
Hi, I'm Sif Hyder, the founder of Array. I'm a wellness entrepreneur and digital creator, and this is my show, The Dream Bigger Podcast. Listen, I love dreaming big, but you know what I love more? Actually having the resources to make those big dreams happen. And hey, dreams can sometimes be private jets, but other times they can look a little something like having the best skin of your damn life, or starting a successful business, or delving into spirituality. So on this podcast, I chat with experts and thought leaders from different fields about their tips and tricks on doing exactly that. Remember to subscribe. We drop new episodes every Tuesday, so see you then.
Haley, long before Rode was like a twinkle in your eye, tell us about growing up and sort of like how that got you here sitting with us today.
Well, I'm from New York. I grew up in New York, and I feel like growing up, the way I can kind of correlate it to bringing me here and my love of skincare is I just always remember my mom and my grandma being very, very avid skincare lovers and beauty lovers. My grandma was always, she is still to this day, very, very obsessed with creams and beauty products. And I remember going to the mall with them and her always getting like tons of samples of things. And she's always been really a lover of skincare and beauty, all things beauty. And she was a makeup artist and, you know, was always kind of teaching me things. And my mom was always giving me tips and teaching me things. And she was always very adamant about being hydrated. When I was a little kid, if I like got out of the bathtub, she wouldn't let me leave the room until she like slathered me head to toe in lotion and cream. And so I just feel like that has stuck with me my whole life and also instilled in me the kind of obsession that I have with skincare.
I'm a mom myself, so it's incredible how much beauty does bond us to our kids. Like, I find even with my daughter, it's like she's 12 and I can't talk to her. She won't talk to me anymore, except when she needed to shave her underarm, which she won't do on her own. So now on Sunday night, it's like a ritual. And every once in a while, she'll actually start talking to me. I'm like, oh, this is great. This is awesome.
My daughter is 11, so I feel you.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Okay.
And we've also bonded over. She has her skincare routine. She has her little like headband with the fluffy thing.
Yeah. So amazing. Cute. It's amazing. Okay, so Melanie, how did you start off in the beauty industry? I know we all have like stories. I was a front desk clerk. My job was to fax things. I'm 100 years old. What about you?
I'm originally from Hawaii, so not a lot of beauty there, but grew up and got really into sustainability. In college, I studied aerospace engineering and sustainability and just really loved that connectivity to humans, what brings us all together, and how we're really dependent on these very finite resources. And after college, I began working as a sustainability consultant, moved from Honolulu to New York. And that was where it was like eyes wide open. And, you know, I had always loved beauty and loved fashion because of that emotional connectedness to the product and how you see yourself and how you express yourself. And once I got within distance of that, it was just something that drew me in so much. Of course, I didn't have the right background to get the jobs that I wanted. So it was just like a decade of hustling and getting people to see what I could do, not maybe getting the dream job, but getting jobs that would get me just one step closer and one step closer. Yeah. And that's what ultimately got me to the position of being able to develop brands and launch them and scale them. And I've loved seeing how beauty has embraced that. And that's certainly something at Rode that we believe in really being a part of furthering.
I love that.
Haley, maybe you could tell us like what beauty product originally got you hooked and what like unlocks a core memory for you.
Like if you see a picture of like a lip smacker on Instagram or Love's Baby Soft or anything that you're like, oh my God, like I'm suddenly in my grandma's bathroom again or something.
I saw somebody using like a Juicy Tube the other day. You know, Juicy Tubes from, is it Lancome?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that and was like, Oh my God. Yeah. That is so crazy. Or also like those Victoria's Secret body sprays that you
yes. said.
Oh,
yeah. Love Spell. Anyone?
Yeah. Oh, like yes. pick like all those just like nostalgic things that as like a young person and a teenager were just like the most cult yeah. classic favorites.
I know you get asked about Rode products a lot and, you know, inquiring minds want to know. So can you please share what's your skincare routine, including Rode, but like the cleanser you're loving, the drugstore find you're loving, SPF, like the whole routine?
Yes. Okay. So I'll do an AM and a PM.
Okay.
So in the mornings, I don't always cleanse in the morning. I sometimes just do like a little water rinse because I've found that sometimes cleansing every single morning is a little dehydrating for my skin. I will cleanse if I've done anything that's exfoliating the night before, just in case there's any excess left over that I don't want sitting on my skin for the rest of the day. So in the morning, it's like a cleanse or a rinse. And then I love to use a hydrating toner or essence just to kind of get the skin really ready to absorb the rest of the products. And then can't go without the peptide glazing fluid. Depending on the weather, I think the weather and where your skin is at has a lot to do with what you're going to do with your routine. So if I'm feeling a little bit more dry, I'll also put the BRC over and then sunscreen on top. I never leave the house without sunscreen.
Yeah. BRC that is barrier restore cream.
Barrier restore cream, the Rode barrier restore cream, and then SPF over that. The SPF that I'm really loving right now is that Crave.
Yeah.
Oh,
Beat
yeah.
the Sun?
Beat the Sun. Oh, yeah. That sunscreen has been like so, so nice. And it gives you such like a dewy finish that is like super, super beautiful. And then in the evening, I do a double cleanse, oil cleanser, regular cleanser. I'm currently testing out a lot of cleansers right now because we may or may not be in a process of, we have been in a process of trying to develop our cleansers. So I'm just currently testing out a bunch of different things. But when it comes to cleansers, I really love something that feels like it's giving you a good clean, but it's really gentle and not dehydrating on the skin because my skin is very sensitive to being dehydrated.
Yeah.
And then again, similar to the AM, hydrating essence, the glaze, the barrier restore cream. And then usually at night, I like to seal everything in with like a thicker more kind of like a seal over the skin that kind of just locks everything in.
Yeah. Do you have a particular favorite for that?
Yeah. I really do love the Biba.
Bee cream.
Yeah. The cream bee.
Cream bee.
From Biba. Oh, okay. Biba is an amazing esthetician who is in LA and she has her own product line and everything is really great from her.
Yeah. We have heard that name drop.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think like a few people have used her stuff in their like Vogue Get Ready videos.
Yeah. And, I know Rosie uses them. It's one of my
Holy Grails
as well.
Yeah. It's really do you do any like facial massage or anything when you're putting all of those juicy, gorgeous creams on your face?
Sometimes. And sometimes I'll use like a little tool. I love a gua sha. Yeah. And, you know, I like those, you know, Shawnee Darden has that one that vibrates on the skin.
Gold bar?
It pulsates. Which is nice. You know, I'm into all of the things. Like I love the tools. I love it's just not something that I'm like religiously doing every single night. Yeah. But because I think for me my philosophy is very much like less is more sometimes and it doesn't need to be some crazy elaborate routine to have a great one. So try to keep it simple.
Absolutely.
Love it.
This episode is brought to you in part by Skims, the solution-oriented brand creating the next generation of underwear. So we've been talking to our guest today about curating the best in beauty essentials. Now, how about the best foundation pieces for your wardrobe? I'm talking about underwear. I think I've found the blueprint. It's the Fits Everybody collection by Skims. These are lightweight, form-fitting essentials that mold to your body. And check it out. They have this buttery soft fabric that stretches to twice its size, so you know it's going to fit. It's offered in a range of cuts and fits from underwear, bras, dresses, t-shirts, bodysuits, for every body. I just got my order and immediately put on the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra because everybody needs something to wear under that white t-shirt, right? What I love about this one from Skims, first of all, is the shade. There are 9 colorways of nude available. Because just like the right foundation, nude underwear should closely resemble your skin tone. Am I right? So I'm very fair. I ordered the sand color.
It matches my skin better than any other quote unquote nude that I've bought off the rack before. They've got a rainbow of nudes, even with different undertones to it. I love that. And the quality is there. It feels so well constructed. I've been really impressed by the fit. Some of you might still be wearing your size from college. Just saying, that piece of fabric right between the cups is supposed to be flat to your chest. No gapes. I'm so happy with the fit and the shade. You know, I can wear something sheer and not have it show through and ruin my fit. It's an instant new staple in my wardrobe, and I cannot wait to try the Cheeky Brief underwear. I received those this morning, and I live for a matching set. So believe the hype. This collection has over 90,000 five-star reviews for a reason. Skims fits everybody, and more best-selling essentials available now at skims.com. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75, all at skims.com.
Shout out to our new show partner this week, Blissey. So the last time I went to the hair salon, my hairdresser was blown away because I have all of this regrowth happening right now. I think it's because I had COVID a few months back for the first time ever. And I think I lost some hair now, and now my hair is growing back with a vengeance. But the downside is that with all of this regrowth in the wrong light, it kind of looks like I have this crown of fuzz happening on my hair. So it was kismet that Blissey came into my life right now. Blissey is a line of 100% mulberry silk, not satin pillowcases. And of course, there's satin dupes out there, but truly the silk investment is worth it. And I notice a difference. The difference is that satin is made with synthetic fibers like polyester, while silk is a luxurious all-natural fiber. Silk is more breathable, it's moisture wicking and gentle. And Blissey pillowcases are made with 100% mulberry silk, and it's a godsend for my hair while I'm sleeping because it helps to minimize frizz, minimize chance of my hair getting tangled, and prevents breakage. And silk is naturally hypoallergenic, so you can sleep more comfortably without itching or redness or irritation. Like, I find my skin is happier too. And unlike other silk pillowcases, these are the highest quality silk, and they're machine washable and durable. Truly an elite experience all around. So great news, we have a special offer just for Breaking Beauty listeners. Blissey silk pillowcases are the best ones on the market. They have a ton of different prints and colors, and they make great gifts because there's an option for literally anyone, and men love them too. Plus, they have over 1.5 million raving fans, and you could be next. Try now risk-free for 60 nights at blissey.com/beauty and get an additional 30% off. That's Blissey, BLISSY.com/beauty, and use code BEAUTY to get an additional 30% off. You'll wake up feeling better than ever. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
And so, Rode, tell us what the best-selling product has been so far. And I mean, our understanding is that products were just selling out so fast.
I'm so grateful because I like didn't expect that it was going to be this way. Yeah. And you won't really know what to expect until it's happening. And, you know, I think it's been a really big learning. Everything that has happened has just helped us learn how to, you know, for our demand planning, basically. And moving forward, I think we just have, now that we have like real metrics behind it and we can really see what those analytics are, we're able to, you know, use those and continue to move forward with that information. But everything in the very beginning, like in the first few months that we were restocking, was going very, very, very quickly. And I would say our best seller at this point is probably...
Depends how we count it. So if we count peptide lip altogether, then peptide or peptide lip treatments. Just really, really kill it. And I think such a beautiful formula that brings skincare down to the lip in a way that brands hadn't really been doing.
So true.
That's one that does so, so well for us. And fun fact, I was looking at some Google search trends, which I like to do from time to time. And when Haley launched her birthday edition of our peptide lip treatment in vanilla cake, it caused an all-time high of Google searches of lip treatment.
What?
So yes, right? Wow. This is going back to 2004 when Google search data starts. So just, I feel like has really opened up that category in an exciting way for customers. And then our glaze, our peptide glazing fluid, is also just such a powerhouse. In some of our restocks, it sold 36 units per second, which is wild.
That's crazy.
Wow. And this is the incredible part about being like a DTC brand. It's like you can really watch that like number in real time.
It must That's what I mean about the analytics and the metrics. It's like we have the direct access to see, you know, And also we're a brand that really loves feedback. Like we thrive on the customer feedback. I want this to be a brand that I'm making this brand for people. I want people to love it. So it's like, it's a relationship. It's a back and forth of like, we're developing products for the world and for people. So even with the peptide glazing fluid, what you said too, is like, I do think my, not even theory, but like my reason for why I think people are really loving it and really gravitating towards it is because I'm the type of person where I've always really enjoyed the mixture of skincare with makeup and kind of, I love living by those hacks. I've always mixed either like serum and moisturizer with foundation and done that for like years and years and years. That's something I have done while doing my makeup for a long time because I've always really liked that kind of second skin finish with foundation. And I do think that it, from where I'm sitting, the peptide glazing fluid is like our most multi-purpose product. And I really like making things that feel that they can be multi-dimensional and multi-purpose. So it's like, not only is it a great hybrid gel serum that kind of has this interesting texture and, you know, leaves your skin looking super glowy and dewy and is helping you see results over time, but it's also something that is great to mix with blush and foundation, and you can kind of use it as a highlighter if you want to for that super like real skin finish. And it's just been a product that I think has done a lot more than, you know, than people expected and people thought.
That's how I used it all last summer was with the foundation, even though it, like, I was pretty radiant. Like maybe a bit too much, but I was like, I don't care. I'm going to, Haley says, be a glazed donut. That's what I'm doing. I am embracing it.
Yeah, that's
all
the thing that's funny is like, I do think that, you know, you kind of have to use it at the way that works for you. Like,
totally. Yeah.
Even for me, it's like in the summer when we're a little bit maybe more like, I don't want to say greasy, but like, you know, you're, it's like you have maybe more. Yeah, we're like a little, maybe too dewy, a little extra dewy. Yeah. I would just say like use it at your discretion and like do it the way that works for you. Maybe you mix it just with like a little bit of like concealer and it's like a little bit less of, you know.
Yeah. I love that vibe. That's so cool. It's really incredible how far this glazed analogy has come from glazed skin to nails. Like what can we glaze next, you guys? Like tell us.
I mean, for me, I think that glaze can be really anything, like glaze your body, glaze your hair. Like I even love like glossy hair to be like glazed hair. I think that, you know, one thing I find so fun about like the beauty and skincare world is that there's like always these like analogies of like what are like what we want our skin to be comparable to. Like I've seen people be like, I want to look like a little dolphin, or I want to look like a dumpling, like
a dumpling.
Exactly. So it's like, for me, it just always was like, I want to look like a little donut. I want to just look like a freshly glazed Krispy Kreme donut.
Yeah.
And I think everybody kind of ties their own analogy to something. And yeah, I think the nail thing was really funny because like it wasn't even like on purpose to be this like glazed donut nail thing. It was just something. It was actually funny because I had done the chrome nails at my wedding. And that was like 4 years ago.
Right.
One day I was just working with my nail artist, Zola, who I work with. And she was like, have you ever done chrome powder before? And I'm like, yeah, I have. And I love it. Like, let's get into it. Let's try something. And that was for the Met last year. After that, I was like, man, the chrome like pearlescent thing looks really, really beautiful. Yeah. But it almost looks like a glazed donut. So then it was like every single. And I really like to do this thing with my nails where I like kind of like jelly looking colors. So I always will mix like a dense color with clear to thin it out and make it look almost like more translucent and jelly.
Yeah.
And then I think when you lay the chrome over that, it looks even more like natural and nice.
Yeah.
So we just started like glazing every color, like neon for summer, you know, warm tones for fall. Like it just like has, and it's something that it's like for me, it's not just like this, it's not like a passing trend. It's like I have it right now. Like it's my favorite look that you can do with your nails.
Now, you talked about how you've been sort of adding skincare to foundation for many, many years. How has your approach to beauty actually changed over the years, would you say?
My approach to beauty has changed. So I think like what happens sometimes when you are a teenager and you are going through skin changes and body changes and hormone changes, you go through that phase where your skin is like freaking out. And I think your immediate reaction is like, burn it off, which is horrible to do.
It's true.
But I remember being a teenager and just way too many actives on the skin, thinking that like salicylic acid morning and night is going to be like the solution for that. And then just like really irritating my skin, really drying it out, having to like repair it all over again because I would be like peeling and like my skin would be like raw and red. So I think the way that it's changed for me is like my approach to maintaining like my skin's balance. And I do think that the word balance is great and important because skin does take a good balance of your barrier should be balanced and you should have a good balance of actives and hydration. So I think that I've just found more of a balance in how I treat my skin for the various phases and stages that it's going through.
Melanie, what's clear and what I really love about Rode and what I loved about it from day one when I got it on my desk is that strong edit component. Because as beauty editors, we've been doing this for like 20 years and it's just, even for our podcast, one of the big MOs of why we wanted to do this was just like clear the clutter, tell everybody like what's good, what you really need. How do you be true to that without and keep people excited and interested without veering away from that strong edit component?
Totally.
But people want new stuff all the time, right?
They do.
So it's a balance.
Can I speak to that a little bit quickly? I feel like where that comes from, that was what I wanted the brand to be from the beginning, was like, I do find that the beauty space can be very crowded and very overwhelming. And I also know that a lot of people feel, you know, this celebrity brand fatigue in a lot of ways, which I totally understand and went into this with the understanding that I really just didn't want to be a brand that was going to participate in overconsumption and overwhelming the marketplace. I've found that as a big consumer of beauty and skincare, if I go on a website and there's just too many things to choose from, I just am like, I guess I'll just like find what is like the most popular and try that. And then like, but maybe it's not really the thing that's best suited to my skin.
Right.
So it's like, I don't want people to ever go on our website and feel so overwhelmed that they want to give up and they just don't know what to choose and they don't know what's going to be right. I just don't think it requires, like I've said before, you don't need much to have a great skincare routine. And I think that less is more. And I just really like this idea of like really curated edit. And I feel that way about my wardrobe as well. Like a great coat, a great pair of jeans. Like I that's my philosophy across all things like beauty and fashion is it doesn't take a lot to have a great outfit and it doesn't take a lot to have a great skincare and beauty routine. Even with my makeup, like for me, it's like a great cheek product, a great lip product, a great eyebrow product. Like I can live with that. And then like sidebar, a really great concealer. Like if I could only live with those things for the rest of my life, that would be perfect for me. So that's going to be the philosophy as we even continue. Like eventually I'd like to put out like a great body product, a great, you know, one of everything good is really the philosophy.
One of everything really good. And it's so interesting to say that that was a factor for you guys in starting this podcast. And I really feel like we're at a tipping point that as an industry, we recognize we've pumped out newness. In large part, you know, it happens to drive short-term revenue. And that has detriment to the customers who get confused, to the brands who are trying to keep up with this like crazy, crazy cycle. And obviously, it's also not sustainable for our planet. So we really want to be part of right-sizing that. And yes, we're going to put our heart and soul into product innovation and really make sure each product is ready. But we're not going to push ourselves to launch more than that. And as a whole, I see brands that can step back from that because we all know it's the right thing in the long term. And certainly it's not easy. It's not as easy to build a brand with three products as it is with 20. It's not as easy to wait a year before launching newness. But for Haley's vision and Rode, it's definitely the right thing. And I would argue that for a lot more of us, it's also the right thing. And one thing we really recognize at Rode is that, hey, a lot of brands are pushed into doing things that they don't necessarily want to do because it's the only way to grow. But we have control over that future. We have control over our largest source of acquisition. We have control over a lot of our own news cycle. So we're really excited to use this position that we're in to push values that we think are important to us, that we hope will kind of tilt the industry a little bit more towards catching on.
And I feel like we have time. Like I really want this to be a long lasting generational brand. So I'm not in a rush, even though like I wish I could snap my fingers and have the next five products be ready to go. Mm-hmm. But I do think that that's just not really us. And that's not our philosophy. You know, a really funny example would be like the Barrier Restore Cream. It took 17 different versions of it to land on the final version because I just am very picky.
Yeah.
And I really want it to feel like that one great moisturizer that you can keep going back to. And so that's why it takes us a while to put out newness, because I just don't think it's worth it to put it out in the world and people get their hands on it if it's not as great as it possibly could be.
Macy's is supporting our show this week. So, of course, moms deserve all of our love and respect 365 days a year. And I'm here to remind you of that extra special day to celebrate all of the moms or mother figures in your life. It's coming right up. That's right. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 14th. So get a head start on gift shopping with Macy's. Is she a beauty girly? Is she a Pilates queen? Is she a chocoholic or all of the above? Macy's makes it so easy to tailor your gift hunt to your mom's taste with their gift finder. Or you can check out their shop by gift category, which is really handy if your mom has like been dropping hints that she wants to add to her handbag collection, or she's in the market for a new signature fragrance, or maybe a matching PJ set. And I think one of the best features on the Macy's.com website is the curated shop by gift list. So they have curations like for the mom who has everything and for grandma, because of course we don't want to forget Nana in the mix. And if your mom loves to unwrap big names, Macy's has a lot of options from some of the most adored brands, whether she's loyal to Coach handbags, Dior perfume, or Godiva chocolates. Macy's has all of her top faves. So head on over to Macy's.com/giftfinder to make this Mother's Day an especially memorable one. Once again, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder to get inspired today. Once again, Macy's.com/giftfinder to make this Mother's Day an especially memorable one. We'll link to this promo in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
I was curious, based on what you were saying, do you think, like, where do you see in a couple of years, bro? Do you think there could be makeup essentials on the horizon?
I definitely see one of everything really good in makeup.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I that definitely
is,
see it.
That's a conversation. Yeah. That is a thing that is going to happen. Yeah.
The road
eventually.
Elves are working hard.
Right. Yeah, the road elves are gearing up for Christmas Day, if you will.
Makeup sense. Okay. Yeah, perfect blush. And Melanie, you can't see her brows right now, but I'm like, what is on her brows?
Oh my gosh. I cannot say. Sorry, guys.
She cannot say what's on her brows.
I will not reveal.
No, her brows are sickening though, like just in general. But
I have a girl.
Okay.
Shout out to Jenny at Katie Brows in LA who does my lamination. But yeah, I've loved brows, especially since I've gotten into my mid-30s. I feel like your eyes are the first place that you see it.
Yeah.
So I love brows just to define our here's where I want the eye to go. Here's the geometry of my face
the
that
snatch.
I want.
It's definitely that perfect example of how brows can be a statement because you guys can't see Melanie right now, but she's not wearing a ton of makeup or seemingly not.
Nah.
But like, it's the brows that are the statement. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing for me is like, I remember being, I'm like, how old am I now? Maybe 17, 18. And like, there was this, you know, Cara Delevingne was like the, like everyone was so gagged like by her. And I'm still gagged by her to this day. I fucking love Cara. But when she really was starting out, there was just this obsession with how amazing her brows were. And it was such a definition of her look and so beautiful. And I feel like for me to this day, it's like great brows, a pinch on the cheeks, great skin, dewy skin, glowing, fresh, gorgeous, just like very much the basics, the essentials, like and a great lip product. Like like I said before, those are the things like I can really live by. And I feel like you're the same. Like fresh skin, great brows, and like that's your
it's
face
it's,
wardrobe for the day.
Exactly.
Love it. I love that.
And I also never want to be a brand that's like inauthentic to what I actually like and do. Like I don't think you'll ever see me making like very serious makeup palettes or really serious like artistry pens or anything like that, because it just doesn't feel right for me.
Yeah.
I'm always going to create products that I feel are genuinely authentic to my life and my lifestyle and what I really enjoy.
So what's a beauty hack or tip, Haley, that you live by that maybe some people don't know?
This is a really interesting one. I learned this from my mom, actually. It's not even like necessarily a beauty hack, but I guess it could be because it's, I don't know. Okay, I'm just going to say it. My mom growing up always used that like little Kiehl's kind of like Aquaphor-y type lip balm.
And
Kiehl's number one lip balm.
Okay.
Yes.
I think like, that's what it's called.
Yeah, like the one with the white and it's like a black cap. So she used that like religiously my whole life, and she would stick it in her nose every night.
Oh, okay.
And I would watch her do that and I was like, that's so bizarre. But
yeah,
now as an adult who gets very dry and travels all the time, it is a lifesaver on the airplane.
Like, wow,
I put Aquaphor in my nose.
Yeah.
Every time I travel and every night before I go to sleep because I get so dry.
Yeah.
And my husband does it now too. And like, it is, in my opinion, a life-changing hack. I'm not saying my mom invented that.
Yeah.
But I learned it from her. So
I have to ask, have you tried it with BLT?
I have done it with BLT and it smells great. Yeah, it does work.
Okay.
I've tried it with the peptide lip treatment because I'll like forget my Aquaphor or like the thing that I need to do it, Vaseline, whatever it is. And I've done it with the peptide lip treatment.
That. Yeah.
And it's just a better smelling.
Usage,
yeah, it's just off-label usage. It's just a better smelling way to do it.
Yeah. That's amazing because I have been doing that all winter, but with Vaseline.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. It's the same.
Every flight I take, every night before I go to bed, I have my Q-tip and then Vaseline. I haven't been sick all winter.
Yeah, it's supposed to help with transmissibility.
Because they say
Your
nasal passages, it's like sounds gross, but if they're like moisturized, then it's less likely you will catch
bacteria.
Germs.
Yeah.
That's apparently.
So there you go.
That's great. How about self-care and wellness? Can you tell us a little bit what you do for inner beauty, Haley?
Like I said earlier, I was a ballet dancer. So like being active was always such a big part of my life. And I find that I feel a bit stagnant when I'm not active. Mm-hmm. So I really love things that I feel are like good for the mind, body, soul connection. And that for me is like Pilates. And I really like doing yoga. I love doing this like hot Pilates class in LA where you go and sweat in an infrared room.
Yeah.
I find that to feel like really cleansing and great. And then, you know, I also just try to be conscious of like what I'm consuming in terms of like social media, being on the phone, devices, you know. My downfall is that I just like love to like just lay and watch TV. And, you know, sometimes I have to be like, maybe it's better to read a book tonight. But yeah, also like I'm not somebody who like sticks to any like dieting or diets. I just try to eat what feels good to me and try not to eat what doesn't feel good. If I eat something that makes me feel sick or bloated, like I try to just avoid that. But I love food and I eat a lot. Like I such
will
a foodie.
Attest to that. I feel like every time she's in the office,
I have like a story course of like, because what I do when I order food is like, if I go to a restaurant I've never tried before, I want to try everything. So I'm let's just get an assortment and let's pick and try everything. That's how I like order Postmates too. I'm like, I'm going to just get like three different things because I can't tell what I'm in the mood for. So I'm going to take a bite of each three and be like, okay, I'm actually feeling this today.
Yeah.
And then take the rest home and save it for later. But I'm big on just like nourishing your body. Yeah. I just don't believe in like restriction or restricting yourself.
And we talked about your nails, which I'm admiring right now. We gave a shout out to Zola. What are you feeling for summer?
I really love nail art. Like I almost love when there's like a lot happening on the nails. I think that can be like a really fun thing sometimes because if like, I like this idea of like everything else is kind of a little bit pared back, like natural makeup and like, you know, undone hair and then like really bold nails. So I think like what I want to do for the net for like Coachella specifically is like vibrant with like a lot of
embellishment.
Embellishment, but like with the glaze.
Okay.
So I'm kind of going for this neon glazed, embellished nail.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. You'll probably just have to wait and see how it comes out.
Maybe it's
too much, but I think it's fun to be able to like
mess
with nail art for certain things and certain times. And for the summer, I mean, I love doing like neon colors with the glaze. I love doing jelly, like neon jelly colors, especially when you have a nice tan.
Love that.
Heads up, everyone.
Yeah. I'll be saving that on Pinterest.
Yeah.
Haley, you're such a style setter in both fashion and beauty. You know, what are you most excited about for what's next? Do you think there's like a new silhouette or vintage item coming around again, or a beauty look you're wanting to try? Maybe you can start with style. And
for style, I mean, I love the little mini skirt, like micro everything, like micro skirts. I love like the micro trend that's going on. I think for me, like I always stick to like, it could be literally like 75 degrees outside and I'm wearing a leather jacket and my friends are like, you know, there's something wrong with you, right? And I'm like, yeah, I know. Like the sun could be full beating down and I'm like wearing like a zipped up leather jacket. I just, it's just my thing. Like I can't not have that be in the rotation. But I think I'm always, you know, especially like for summer and spring, like I love just being comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I love the big, baggy, big, oversized button down with like a cute little mini skirt and my bikini and just great slides and fun sneakers. I mean, so many people have found it so bizarre that I would wear like Air Force Ones with a bathing suit. But I'm just like, it's just how I feel comfortable. Like I love wearing, you know, like sneakers all the time, especially in the summer with like short little dresses. And I kind of feel like I have like my established vibe and wardrobe, but I constantly like pushing it forward and evolving it. So I kind of just continue to find things that I gravitate towards and I really like. And I just go from there.
Love it.
And I think for beauty.
Yeah.
What I feel like I'm really liking for like warmer weather vibes is just kind of like this like burnt cheek look, like burnt like tans and orangey colors and kind of like that more so like sun flushed, which it's like that has been done many times before. It's just like that kind of thing is something that I think is really beautiful for the summer and springtime.
Yeah, I love that look.
And what have been some of your favorite red carpet looks that you've worn?
I really loved what I wore to the Academy Museum Gala, which was in October, something like that. It was like a brown Saint Laurent dress that kind of like was strapless with like cutouts in the center. And I just felt that the glam behind it was very effortless, just like very chill, undone hair and like just beautiful kind of like, I really, as much as possible, unless we're doing like a really intentional like look with like a blue eyeliner or like something neon or something that's different, I really like try to go for this kind of effortless, sexy, you know, vibe.
Yeah. What's a look that you regret on the red carpet?
Where do I start? Oh my gosh, there is this. Oh my God, it's so bad. One time I was going to like Amphar or something. I forget what it was. And I wore this like, I wore my hair in like a braid down the back of like one single braid and had like a dark smoky eye and then was wearing like this white ill-fitted dress with like, it was so, I looked like Elsa from Frozen if it was like, but like bad, like not a good like version of Elsa from Frozen. Uh-huh. That one's a bad one for sure. Mm. But it's like, it's so funny for me to look back to see the evolution my style where I'm just like, I've always like loved style and loved clothes, but it's just, it's so funny how it's like at that time I thought that was like killing it.
Oh, totally. that's and now I look seven jeans and my juicy tunes.
Right. Yeah. Like I look back and I'm just like, that was not good. And I hope like one day if I have like a daughter who, you know, when they're a teenager, I might be able to be like, I promise you, like, just let me help you a tiny bit because you're going to look back on that and you're really going to hate it.
Good luck.
But I also think it's, I'm like, is that just a dream fantasy? I think it probably is.
I feel like it's a very different perspective once you're trying to tell a young person something.
They'll more likely start telling you.
Yeah, I'm like, I have no kids yet, so I really don't know. But yeah, I just also think that like clothing is such a self-expression. So it's like you got to let people just go through it and express themselves in that way until they move on.
Yeah. It's good to push it sometimes, you know, it's life. Totally. Let's have fun, right?
Yeah.
Melanie, you have so much experience in the beauty space as well. What do you think is going to be the next big thing?
Oh, gosh. Well, can we make it
like uplifting women guys?
Yeah.
Please. Yeah. You know, obviously it's a very female driven industry.
Yeah.
The end consumer, more and more, you know, we see female founded driven brands, but there's so much behind the industry, so much more that we could be doing towards values that we all share.
Yeah.
You know, the maternal mortality rates in the US are at a 30-year high.
So insane.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. For our children, they will be more likely to die in childbirth than we will.
God.
And that's just so inherently wrong. Of the most wealthy nations, US has the number one highest maternal mortality rate. Canada has the number third. So not that far behind. Mm-hmm. And then if you look at, you know, in business, about 2% of VC funding in the US goes to women-led businesses. Mm-hmm. 4% in Canada. So there's just so much work to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all know that this is work that we want to be a part of, that we're not okay with letting things continue as they are. Mm-hmm. And we really want to be a part of showing and trialing, you know, how is a business, when we're committed to this, do we make that meaningful progress?
Mm-hmm.
And we recognize that there's not really a great blueprint out there of how brands and businesses really chart that course. But we're really excited to partner with experts and to figure out, all right, this is where we start. We're going to try this now and try this now. And then also about really open sourcing what we're doing, so that as we're finding things that are right, you know, this organization that's giving loans to female-led businesses who right now are having a really hard time getting loans to support their businesses and things like that, we really hope that it doesn't end with us and that we can invite more people in to join us.
Yeah. So that's the Road Future.
The Road Future Foundation.
Okay. Yeah. I love that.
I also was going to just kind of piggybacking off of what Melanie said, even in the beauty space, like I really like this is something I really, you know, live by. I do think just in general as human beings, but more specifically as women, we're always going to have a lot more in common than we don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We could totally live completely different lives and be at completely different places in our lives. But if you really sat down and broke it down, we would have so much more in common than we didn't. And I think for me, like where I see that even just like in the beauty and founder space is there's so many amazing women that are also founders in the beauty space. And we actually can all build, like help each other and build each other up, it as opposed to being in competition and comparison. Like we actually have the ability to all boost each other's brands and all boost each other as founders and all boost each other as women, as opposed to the opposite, where I feel like the world of brand building and founders can be a lot of just like, who's doing it better and like competition style. And I just really don't want to participate in that.
Yeah.
I just really want it to be about the community.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be about bringing people together. Like I thought the other day I was in the Road offices and
Amy Lou from Tower 28.
Tower 28. She came by the office and she dropped off their, you know, 4-year anniversary, just like a bag of goodies, and was like, it's so good to see. It's just like that is so important to me to be able to just like, founder to founder, good to see you. I'm dropping off some goodies. Like that really meant a lot to me.
Great.
And I want to be a person that can, you know, do the same and embrace other founders and everybody kind of just like hold hands and be like, how cool is it that we get to do this?
Totally.
And Haley, our final question for you before a fun little round of rapid fire is, what do you love most that's Canadian?
Justin Bieber.
Right answer.
Honestly, what I love about Canadian people is that they're just so nice. I always joke when I come here that even like when like their road rage is nice. Like it doesn't exist. It's so funny. Everything here is just everyone's so polite. And I feel like there really is like a stark difference, especially from being from New York.
Yeah.
New Yorkers are like, go, go, go.
Yeah.
They bump your shoulder and they're just like, watch out.
Yeah.
Whereas like that would never happen here.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. This small town that I grew up in, when someone beeps at you, it's because they know you.
Yeah, they're like,
oh, I love that.
Not kidding.
And one more Canadian org I want to give a shout out to is Corrales World. They're our Road Futures Foundation partner here in Canada. So anytime we're launching in a new geography, we want to be able to partner with a local organization.
Cool. I was wondering about that actually. Yeah.
And they're an amazing group that brings funding to women-led ventures who are taking on some of the world's biggest problems. So they're helping correct the funding gap, and they're also contributing support and resources to things taking on gender inequality and climate change and really big things out there. So we're so excited to be partnering with them.
That's great. We'll link to that in our show notes, everyone. Okay, rapid fire round time. for Haley. Okay. So if one of your friends texted you and said they pulled a Haley, what would they have done?
Glazed donut nails.
Okay. Love it.
And you have spent a lot of time here in Ontario. What's the most Canadian thing about you now?
The most Canadian thing about me is probably like my diehard adoration for Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really, really love Tim Hortons. And it's like the first thing I do when I get to Canada.
Yeah. What's your drink? What's your go-to drink?
I love a French vanilla.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Okay. What's the best game-changing hair thing that you've used lately?
Jennifer Aniston has a brand called L'Olivie, and their leave-in, I think it's like a leave-in conditioner.
Yes. Yeah.
My hair gets greasy very easily.
Okay.
Ever since I was a kid, and I found that a lot of leave-ins just make it greasy or too heavy on the hair, whereas like this one is really light and just helps keep the hair, I feel like, hydrated and healthy without it feeling greasy or any of those things. So that's my new like go-to hair thing.
Okay. And when was your, or what was your latest belly laugh?
My latest belly laugh. Yesterday I was in the car and just being silly, like just making up a song about needing coffee because I was so tired and probably just a little bit like overly tired and delusional and just like was cracking up about like making a song about coffee. It doesn't make sense. But.
I know you get to that point where you're a little like so tired, you're delirious. And
yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
I hear you. What's your ultimate safe space?
My ultimate safe space is, I think, just like in my home with my dogs and my husband and just like us. Yeah. I feel like whenever we're just like together and it's just the two of us, there's no like outside noise, that's where I feel best.
There's nothing like rubbing a dog's belly, having a dog myself. It's so therapeutic. It's actually crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the song that always gets you on the dance floor?
Right now, it's anything Ice Spice. I love Ice Spice.
Love. And our final question for you is, what's one thing that no one knows about you?
I don't know if it's that no one knows, but I think a thing a lot of people don't know is like I'm very sensitive. And I think for a long time I tried to, you know, I felt like I wasn't sensitive. Like I was like, yeah, I'm from New York and like kind of just like a tough cookie, which I still am. But I think as I've gotten older, I've realized like, wow, a lot of things hurt my feelings and like make me sad. And I'm just like a lot more sensitive than I think I let off in the past.
Yeah, I think that's part of getting older because we kind of like when you're younger, you're kind of like nothing bothers me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and you're kind of like growing into like, it and like accept the feeling a bit more.
100%.
You know, of being vulnerable and just
You know, and it's actually such
truth.
A gift.
Totally. It is.
It really is. Yeah. It's such a gift because it really, I think, helps you connect to people more.
I love that. Well, thank you for joining us today, thank both you. Haley and Melanie. Congratulations on the launch of Road in Canada.
Thank you.
We're excited. We're going to be partying with these two later.
Yeah, like, absolutely. Ice Spice on the dance floor. Yeah.
You never know. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you guys for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.